ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three congressional Democrats now calling for President Biden to drop out of the race following his debate performance. The president, though, says he's staying in the race and told reporters before leaving to campaign in Wisconsin he believes he can still beat rival Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott says some donors are also raising concerns.
You have one major Democratic donor who is the co-founder of Netflix that's already calling on the president to step aside. But more than that, we are hearing from a handful of donors who are saying they will not give any more money to the president's campaign until he does.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos interviews the president tonight. It airs tonight. Voters in the UK delivering a major victory for the Labour Party. Keir Starmer taking over as prime minister from conservatives who have been in power for 14 years. Hurricane Beryl pushing away from the Yucatan Peninsula. And that storm now expected to gain strength in the Gulf as it moves towards South Texas. This is ABC News. 11 Chinese Olympic swimmers who failed doping tests 3 years ago are set to compete in Paris later this month.
The controversy began just weeks before the Tokyo Games in 2021, when nearly two dozen Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned substance. Chinese authorities blamed food contamination at their hotel. The World Anti-Doping Agency did not challenge that explanation and allowed the athletes to compete. They went on to win three gold medals in Tokyo. That decision by the anti-doping agency was not disclosed until April of this year, and since then, U.S. lawmakers have pushed the Justice Department to investigate the case under a federal law that allows investigations into suspected doping conspiracies, even those outside the U.S.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The EU slapping new tariffs on electric vehicles imported from China. The higher custom duties go into effect today. Those new tariffs could raise the price of EVs across the EU, making them less affordable. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. A home in Walworth County was destroyed after an explosion there. Happened Tuesday afternoon in the town of Lafayette near Elkhorn. When crews arrived to respond to the blast, they found a small fire in the basement. Elkhorn Fire Chief Trent Eichmann tells Fox 6 Milwaukee they also heard a man down there.
They did hear a voice, and they established contact with the patient. Probably took approximately 35 to 40 minutes to tunnel and extricate him out of the basement.
The man was taken by Flight for Life to a hospital for treatment. There's no word on his condition. Investigators say they don't know the cause of the explosion, though they think propane had something to do with it. The state fire marshal's office is assisting with the investigation. The deaths of a woman and her son in Adams County are being investigated as a homicide. The Adams County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Tuesday after the bodies of 62-year-old Sharon Miller and her son, 38-year-old Jamie Lumby, were found buried on property in the town of Strong's Prairie. Miller's body was discovered last week Thursday, while Lumby's body was unearthed Sunday. Autopsies on the two bodies indicate both were killed. No suspects have been identified, as evidence was submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. Wisconsin gets a shot in the arm for its biohealth efforts. Following a national competition created by the U.S. Department of Commerce, the state was named one of 12 regional tech hub finalists, earning the state $49 million in federal funding to encourage biohealth manufacturing, research efforts, and job growth. Wisconsin hopes to be a global leader in personalized medicine by creating some 30,000 jobs, which will create $9 billion in economic growth in the state over the next decade. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
We had a special guest for today's free-for-all. We will talk jobs data, farm bill, Supreme Court decision, grain markets, Midwest floods, and we've got to get an update on the latest efforts by the Democratic Party to replace Joe Biden.
Live from Freedom Friday via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning it's our Friday Freedom for All with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney. We also welcome U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, welcome the star-spangled host of AgriTalk, Chuck Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. I love that. A freedom for all.
Yeah, baby.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are making a little bit of time to spend with us on this day after Independence Day 2024. Talk about a quick turnaround on that celebration, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just a little bit. You know, but inside, I'm still celebrating. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good. Yeah. Well, let's just keep the celebration going right through the weekend then.
This is my intention. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that is why you are the thinker in the group right there.
The patriotic sentiments will continue through the weekend. Absolutely.
Love it.
Strawberry shortcake will also continue through the weekend, by the way. We're doing shortcakes here. I got the Bisquick out. I got my recipe all down and everything for the little cakes and stuff. Oh
yeah.
My gosh. I can't. I'm going to need new pants after this.
Yeah.
BLTs Fantastic. And shortcake, baby. That's my life for the next couple days.
Fantastic. You ought to talk about eating patriotically.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
had the burgers and the beans and the potato salad and the sweet corn last night. Oh, man. Watermelon.
The three B's of the American diet. Yes.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right, buddy. Let's go ahead and get started on the news. What do you got today?
You bet. The National Weather Service is looking for intense and long duration heat to build in the West. And it will become more widespread today and Saturday. Excessive heat should expand northward into the Pacific Northwest and Intermountain West, continuing through much of next week. The focus for hazardous heat will shift from the south central and interior southern United States toward the mid-Atlantic and southeast today and Saturday. We saw that in the, was it the 6 to 10 day, kind of a horseshoe shaped pattern over the Midwest of basically just normal temperatures, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. And the heat is moving into the 6 to 10 day. It was in the 8 to 14 day, but the update that we got yesterday has got plenty of heat moving into the northwest production areas, including most of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Near normal temperatures over Iowa, Illinois, far southern Minnesota, southwest Wisconsin, and eastern Nebraska. Some below normal temperatures are expected in Oklahoma and mm-hmm. Texas. But boy,
that.
You jump out to the 8 to 14 day, dude, and it gets steamy. Yeah.
Well, more from the National Weather Service. They're expecting Hurricane Beryl to regain strength as it moves into the Gulf and sets its sights on South Texas. It's been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, Chip. The concern is that it may re-energize over the Gulf and hit South Texas hard.
Yeah. Obviously, we need to keep a very close eye on it. And it goes back to the conversation that we had with Brett Waltz from – BAMWX.com on Monday this week. The path that Beryl takes will determine just if it's going to pull the moisture out of the northern production areas and kind of bust that wet pattern that we've been dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chip, the U.S. economy added 206,000 jobs in June 2024, slightly below the revised 218,000 jobs added in May, but above the forecast of 190,000. Job gains were seen in government, healthcare, social assistance, and construction sectors. May's job data was significantly revised downward from an initial 272,000.
Dude.
Unemployment unexpectedly climbed to 4.1%. Chip, the labor participation rate was 62.6%, and that's actually up from 62.5% in May. But that labor participation rate is something we have absolutely got to watch.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, you mentioned the revisions for May for the prior 2 months, okay? For May and April, they took 111,000 jobs out of the payrolls. 111,000 for a downside reversal. We keep we keep getting these great numbers, these better than expected numbers,
sure,
in the new non-farm payrolls, and then they turn them into pretty average stuff later with the revisions.
Well, sure. It looks like it exceeded the expectations, but then you come back the next month and you say, "Oh, well, actually, no, it did not exceed. It didn't even meet expectations." Yeah.
Exactly.
Moving on. Brent crude futures on Wednesday rose $1.10 or 1.3% to $87.34 per barrel. That's the highest in over 2 months, Chip, supported by a significant drop in U.S. inventories reported last week and an optimistic U.S. fuel demand forecast. Now, get this, Chip. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported a 12.2 million barrel decrease in crude stockpiles, well above expectations of a 680,000 barrel decline. Chip, 12.2 sounds like a daily production number to me.
Yeah.
Is it possible the EIA has got some numbers switched around in here? That's a significant drop.
That's
dude.
A big drop. Big drop.
I don't know what we're doing.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. I do know that we've got crude oil prices today 25 to 50 cents higher.
I'm going to be watching those EIA numbers. Well, hey, maybe they'll make a revision, huh?
Wouldn't that be something? I'm sure they will.
President Joe Biden has lost a point or two since last week's debate. In the electoral swing states, however, the numbers have shifted more decisively. Democratic contenders under consideration all poll behind Trump in hypothetical matchups, according to CNN. But they're also fare better than Biden, who trails the former president by 6 points. VP Kamala Harris performs best of the six contenders, polling 2 points behind Trump. There's no way that can be true.
There it is.
I mean,
hey, CNN said it. It's got to be true.
Yeah, we're talking Newsom. We're talking Buttigieg. We're talking Whitmer. And Harris, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
China's Weather Bureau warned a prolonged heat wave forecast in the country's eastern, central, and southern regions may hurt production of rice and cotton. The China Meteorological Administration said it expects temperatures in most areas across their country to be relatively high over the next few months, signaling a second consecutive summer of extreme heat. The UN Food and Ag Organization Global Food Price Index was the same in June as the revised reading for May, when prices for veg oils, sugar, and dairy products balanced out a decrease in cereal grains, while the meat index was near steady. And finally, Chip, provisional EU tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles kicked in today. SAIC Motor Corp will face a 37.6% tariff in addition to the existing 10% rate, while others will face additional tariffs of nearly 20%. Beijing has repeatedly called on the EU to cancel its tariffs, expressing a willingness to negotiate. China does not want to be embroiled in another tariff war, with U.S. tariffs on its goods continuing, but said it would take all steps to protect Chinese firms. Chip.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to get into a war with the EU, is what it looks like, a tariff war. And I don't know if there's... because the EU is not going to change their mind on this. Just watch for the list of retaliation to start making its way into the market. All right, we've got the free-for-all coming up next. Joining us, Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas.
At United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in their industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Learn more at UnitedAMH.com.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you were with us. Davis is still here. Yes, we've got the free-for-all for you today, and let's bring in the team. We've got Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. How you doing, Sean?
Chip, I'm doing great. It's finally starting to warm up here on the Western Canadian prairies, and crops are looking pretty decent. It's a little bit wet on the eastern side of the prairies, but overall pretty good.
Good. Good deal. All right. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, Jim Wiesmeyer. Hey, Jim.
Hearing at it, Chip.
Excellent. Yes, you are. Good update this morning. Needed it. There's a lot of information in there. And joining us, special guest, Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas. Senator Moran, thank you for making time for us today. How are you?
I do not know how you can call me a special guest after you've introduced the people who preceded me. Those are the special ones. I've been listening and learning from Jim Wiesmeyer from the beginning of my days in Congress. I am fine. I'm sitting in my Ford F-150 under the shade of an oak tree at the Courthouse Square in Washington, Kansas. I thought before I headed back to Washington, D.C., I'd get a dose of the real Washington. Washington is the county seat of Washington County, Kansas. The county has about 5,689 people, and I'm going to see if I can visit with them for the rest of the morning.
Yep, yep. Well, you've been out doing some town hall meetings. What have you learned from the good people of Kansas?
Well, I have. I've had maybe a dozen town hall meetings while I've been home this week, celebrating the 4th of July yesterday. Mm-hmm. And top of the list in the places that I were having listening sessions, mm-hmm. Farm Bill and Border. Border has been the topic of conversation for several years now at the top of the list. And certainly the Farm Bill, the question of when and how are we going to get this done. Much of that related to the weather, although our weather has changed during the period of time I was making the rounds. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of rain in Kansas over the last 10 days. Dodge City, Boot Hill, has broken a 125-year rainfall record. More rain fell in this month, last month, June, mm-hmm. Than any time in the last 125 years.
Wow.
Oh,
amazing. Absolutely amazing. So what do you tell your constituents about the border? When that topic comes up, like you said, I know that it's been a topic of discussion for years, but is there any hope of making any progress of tightening it up and securing that border?
Well, I think that certainly takes place. We know the answer to that question better after the November election. Mm-hmm. But there are things that can be done. There's things this president can do. He's expressed some willingness or interest in doing so. My story, and I had a town hall meeting a number of years ago in Jetmore, Kansas, and I had one again this year, and I reminded him of a conversation at a town hall meeting. That border dominated the conversation. Mm-hmm. And their story to me 5 years ago and 5 years later was we would welcome people to come to our community from wherever they are, certainly yeah. from Mexico and across the border. They got to come here legally, and they've got to make certain that they're not here to take advantage of our schools, our healthcare delivery system, and our welfare. Yeah. But if they want to come here and work and raise a family, they're welcome to be here. And right. we have a system that does a pretty poor job of sorting those people out from others.
Right. Right. Okay. Jim did worked with Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady on this week's page 4 of Pro Farmer newsletter, talking about the importance of the Supreme Court decision on Chevron deference. What is your take on that, Senator? How is it going to change how you might do your job?
Well, it certainly gives courts beneath the Supreme Court to make decisions differently than they would have otherwise made before the Chevron deference case. I celebrate the outcome of this decision and what it means. If Congress is willing to do its job, we're not going to be superseded by some court, some agency, excuse me, some department mm-hmm. making decisions that are broader than what was intended. And when I say, I've always complained about executive orders, about administrative overreach, mm-hmm. too many rules and regulations exceeding the authority that Congress gave the agency. This should rein that in, but it also means that Congress needs to do its job better, and we need to fill in the blanks as we legislate, and we need to leave a lot less up to those agencies. This is going to help us, but it's not a ticket for the Congress not to do the job it's supposed to do. We're the legislative right. branch. Historically, Republicans and Democrats came together to tell an administration, regardless of political party, that's none of your business. We make the legislative decisions. And right. too frequently now, Republicans look the other way in a Republican administration, Democrats look the other way in a Democratic administration. Yeah. We ought to band again together and say the legislature, based upon the Constitution of the United States that we celebrated yesterday, the Constitution of the United States says you make the laws, legislative branch, Congress, House, and Senate, and the executive branch only implements them, and we ought to insist that that be the case.
Yeah, yeah. Amen to that,
Jim? That's how we protect freedom and liberty.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Jim, freedom and liberty in this country.
You know, that decision clearly said, and the senator knows this, and he said it, Congress is now going to have to do its job and write tighter legislation, and the courts are going to have to hear more cases and make sound decisions. That's the bottom right. line.
So right. Just curious, that all makes sense to me. Why on the left side of the aisle are so many people freaking out about this decision as if this is going to be chaos? Because I completely understand it from your guys' perspective. It makes sense to me, but I don't understand some of the people raising like alert, alert, alert and trying to run sirens about it. I don't get it.
My take is that too many people today just want a result. They want the result they want, and they don't care about the process by which you reach that result. And by the administrative agencies and departments that we've had, particularly in Democratic administrations, you can get a lot more of the restrictions and restraints upon the American economy, upon the freedom and liberty of American people from an agency than you can get past through Congress. And so if they're in an uproar right now, I think it's because they realize, because the American people elect a Congress, that Congress is not going to be doing the things that administration is going to do, even though, yeah, in my view, they never had the authority to do it even before Chevron deference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the departments are going to be more leery about issuing rules that are unlikely to pass muster in the courts. So that's another indication.
Right. 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 Okay. Senator, what is your take with what is happening with President Biden and his well-being? Do you think that he is going to stay in the race?
You know, I don't know how to answer that question. I can see that generally a staff and maybe family are going to be encouraging the president to stay. But I know that this part I do know from conversations prior to the debate with my colleagues in the Senate, Democratic colleagues in the Senate, and other Democratic leaders that I've talked to in Washington, D.C., they've had a worry about the electability of President Biden based upon the fear of the kind of performance that we saw during the debate. So yeah, I think that the weariness, the concern, the lack of, and they're very concerned about whether or not President Biden can be elected. Yeah. And the pressure, just if you're involved in politics, you want to win an election. And I would guess, particularly with the race that would be taking place between President Biden and President Trump, many Democrats who would be so fearful of President Trump are very much interested in making sure they have a candidate that they think is more likely to win.
Right, right. We've only got about 40 seconds left, but what are the chances of us, of the Senate pushing forward a farm bill?
Well, I called Senator Bozeman before I called you, hoping that I would get the latest word from the ranking Republican on the committee. Yeah. I've been on a kind of a rampage since Senator Stabenow announced that she was satisfied with the nature of the current farm bill and it wasn't necessary to proceed. I've been through four or five farm bills. That's never been the attitude. I think we've turned that around, and we will see. Farm bill in the House is helping us, and I would expect the Senate in the lame duck after the election to take up a serious farm bill.
Really? Very good. That's great news, Senator. Maybe even some breaking news there. Senator, happy Independence Day.
Chip,
thank
say,
you
I'm
so much for
optimist.
Making time.
I'm always the optimist. All right. Appreciate you.
You bet. Appreciate you. That is Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas. We'll continue with the free-for-all next here on AgriTalk.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 1 to 1984, September down 8 to 2021, October down 9 to 2015, November milk down 7 at 1986. Live cattle markets moving mostly higher. Feeder cattle are mixed. Hasn't been a lot of cash trade that has really developed. It is the holiday week, and that is still affecting some of the markets, but there's still some expectations of a few higher cash cattle being traded this week, and that has live cattle moving higher. Hog markets higher in the nearby months due to higher pork cutout values, but the story continues. Concern about consumer demand has deferred contracts lower. August live cattle up 75 cents to 186.67. August feeder cattle down 55 cents to 262.82. July hogs up 20 cents to 89.95. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Now, there are hints that the weather will turn warmer and drier as we approach the middle of July. And that is a bullish factor here this morning. Also, European prices were higher, and that's also helping U.S. grain markets. July corn up 4 to 407 and a half. New crop up 3.5 to 423. July beans up 9.5 to 1186. New crop up 6.75 to 1128 and a quarter. July wheat in Chicago up 18.5 to 573. Minneapolis wheat, September up 8.75 to 631 and a half.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Florey. Glad that you are with us. We've got the free-for-all coming your way. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Jim, okay, he admitted to being optimistic, the optimistic guy. But that's as positive as I've heard a senator on the farm bill in quite some time. What was your take?
I agree. He did say he's always an optimist. However, recall he said he talked to Bozeman right before our show, Chip, and he said the push will be led by the House. So that means they're going to be pretty aggressive after we know the results of the November 5th elections. And then I think that'll put added pressure on to get a bill done because of activity next year dealing with the a debt limit and other factors. They better get a new farm bill.
Okay. Now, Jim, the polls are indicating, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you recently had a conversation with David Wasserman at the Cook Report. Does it look like Republicans will gain control of the Senate after the November 5 elections?
Yes, odds are much higher than keeping the control of the House. And David always says if the Republicans don't regain control of the Senate, they should disband as a political party because the number of seats are in their favor, Chip.
Okay. Do the Republicans in the committee start to drag their feet so that they can have more say over what is going into the farm bill and push it into a 2025 bill?
That's always the case, and that could be another hurdle in the House that G.T. Thompson, House Ag Committee Chairman from Pennsylvania, is going to have to contend with, especially on the more conservative side, the rebels, because they think they'll have even more clout in a sweep of the Republicans of the White House, House and Senate.
Mm. You know, it's interesting. In the prior segment, we were talking about the Chevron case and and how, you know, Congress is going to have to do its job, which sounds great, but they got to prove it in things like the Farm Bill, which is totally unrelated to the Chevron case. Don't give me, I'm not making that connection, but it's an example where Congress has to prove that it can actually do its job and function and get things done. And the lame duck session, whether it gets done or not, it's at least the next opportunity, maybe is the better way to look at it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it does include some of the farm bill, because any discretionary authority, and there's a lot in the farm bill, may have to be relooked at, because because I said so defense is going to have to be replaced with the more prescriptive language in bills. So hopefully that'll be the case.
You know, Chip. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Sean.
I was just going to say, I didn't want to lose this thought about we were talking about immigration and you know, the border being a major election issue, and rightly so. You know, one of the things that I've been hearing from a lot of people that have legally entered the United States from places like Canada, the U.S., South America, or sorry, from Europe to South America, there's real concern. Even though they've entered the U.S. legally and they are there on, you know, green cards or work visas, they're really worried that the pendulum swings way too far.
Right.
And we sort of think of like the product of USA label, where we're going to do a review because of some beef coming from Uruguay that's repackaged. And look how it swung very far. And the restrictive potential rules are around that new regulation. And so there's going to have to be a lot of concern or thought from Congress's standpoint. If they are going to tackle immigration and what's happening at the southern border, they don't create a situation where people that have entered legally need to be concerned, or want to enter legally, where it's virtually impossible to do so because of what's happened at the southern border.
Right. Right. You know, that's one of the reasons that the immigration issue is such a heady issue. When they do decide to tackle it, it needs to address what you were just talking about. And both parties say that they want immigration. You know, just do it legally. Make sure that you're doing it legally. I mean, we just heard it from Senator Moran. They want those families that enter the country legally to be in Kansas. That's what they want. Well, you got to back it up by making sure that the language in anything that they do on immigration policy is going to encourage it and discourage illegal immigration all at the same time. It's tough to tackle, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to have to be give on both political parties, and that's been hard to get the last few years.
Yeah, certainly is. Certainly is. Okay, let's talk about that election over the pond, Jim. What happened in UK?
Well, UK has turned left and France has turned right. It's a landslide election in the UK, and that's a signal for rather dramatic change in that country. I think that they'll be more amenable, by the way, to the Biden administration now. They haven't been so of late. That's the initial impacts. But the UK people wanted change, and they got it.
And it's been 3 years in the making.
Like, yes.
That, you know, Sunak has been a dead man walking. They've had three prime ministerial changes on the right side of the aisle here in the last 3 years. So he is the sacrificial lamb. He took it in very good stride, putting, you know, the responsibility on his shoulders. It really does open up a window here now, though, for Nigel Farage, who was very influential in the Brexit vote that happened a number of years ago in the UK. This opens a lane for him to really take control of the right side of the aisle with his party. Some people speculating we could see the UKIP party and the Conservatives do find a merger. He was late coming back to politics. He was actually going to help President Trump and made the decision that he was going to run instead. And so this opens up a lane for him for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Immigration played a big role in the elections in both the UK and France, didn't it, Jim?
Yes, especially in France, took a dramatic turn to the right, and a number of other countries. And that's why some people say that the Democrats and climate, all the regulations on the climate change, Chip, that's another one that you hear across the European side. So that's a clear signal for some say for the Democrats in this country.
Yeah, yeah. The backlash to the climate policies in place in Europe is becoming more and more influential all the time, isn't it?
Well, they're seeing its unfunded mandates.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's deeper than that. Like a big part of the pushback in rural France is, of course, it is some of those environmental policies, but it's also a pushback against trade. So we're also seeing the EU get increasingly more protectionist as well, which is rather difficult at a time where North American countries are trying to trade more with the EU in reaction to what's been going on with some of the friction with China. So it's more than just the environmental. There's a big pushback on trade, especially from farmers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Jim had an update on the ag trade deficit that is big and getting bigger. We're used to being on the positive side of the ledger here, Jim, and already this year, what is it? The running deficit is at $15.2 billion.
Yes, and they're forecasting what, $32 billion for the whole year, third or fourth consecutive year of ag trade deficits for a country that used to be a shining star on ag trade surplus. It's a reason of a strong dollar, horticultural imports, and changing trade patterns. Well, all of that.
Well, in the horticulture, and we talked about this one other time, and I'll just mention it briefly. But the rules and regulations around farm labor have increased the cost so dramatically for U.S. producers that the imports of fruits and vegetables is more affordable than ever before because of the labor that's associated with it and the costs, and the costs are there because of the rules and the regulations. That's the bottom line.
Yes, agree.
Yeah, yeah. We've regulated our way out of food security. How do you like that?
Well, trade and food prices are going to be an increasing topic in this election, Chip. The Washington Post reported over this long holiday break that Biden called USDA Secretary Vilsack to ask him why beef prices are so high. Mm-hmm. It's caught his attention.
Oh, talk about late to the party.
That's exactly what I thought, Sean.
Oh, is this like a recent thing? Oh, no, it's the last couple of years. It's okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly, we know who doesn't do the shopping at the White House. We know that.
And we just saw Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, make a big media play that she went shopping a little late to do her own shopping.
Yeah, yeah. And when they asked her if it was shocking how high priced the groceries were, her answer was very short. It was, no. It's not shocking. Well, if it's not shocking to you, then it's probably by design. All right, we're going to continue with the free-for-all. We've got Haney and Wiesmeyer next.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard,
but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. I am your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on this Friday morning and the free-for-all. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio's Sean Haney with us. Guys, we had the jobs data out this morning. Non-farm payrolls up 206,000. And job growth in the prior 2 months was revised down by 111,000. I mean, every time we get this bigger than expected growth in payrolls, it's revised lower in coming months. But by then, the conversation that job growth is great, Jim, it's terrible.
But that's why you should never take 1 month's jobs report to total heart, you know, because of these revisions. It's got to be the trend. The trend. We have a resilient economy with slowing labor market. And that's the trend. And that means the Fed should not cut interest rates because they don't really have a reason to.
The U.S. unemployment rate is still in the fours. 4.1. Canada's unemployment rate is now a 29-month high at 6.4%. Like, I think there's sort of some bias here in terms of people not realizing how good the U.S. economy has been relative to some of the other countries in the G7 post-pandemic. And the probability is rising that Chairman Powell does nothing on interest rates in 2024. Now, the odds are still that he does, but the side of this debate that is saying they do nothing, that's increasing with every month.
Right. I think it's just wishful thinking of some that interest rates are going to be lowered. Now, Jim, we had the conversation with Vince Malanga not that long ago. He was still looking for it to happen, to drive some increase in economic activity, and housing is part of the big issue that Vince sees for a reason for lower interest rates, but. I don't know. I think, like you guys are saying, I think on hold is probably where the Fed is and where they're going to stay for a while.
Yeah, the Fed's it has to be cautious because they were so awful in the early stages of this so-called transitory inflation, if you recall. So they better be careful not to cut too soon because then they're really in the soup. So I think they'll stay higher for longer as a result of that, Chip. That doesn't mean they shouldn't cut, but I don't think they will. They're going to have a cautious approach.
Right. You could hear the conversation turn with Senator Moran when I asked him about Joe Biden and President Biden and what his plans are for to stay in the race or not, Jim. You can tell that the senator feels for the guy.
Yeah, because he was a senator with him for many years. So, yeah, I heard it as well. But the key over the last few days, Chip, is donations are the lifeblood of campaigns, and especially for president. You have a number of big-hitter donors for the Democrats, a Netflix guy, Disney family, saying no, that they need a change. That is going to build as more and more donors pull the ropes in. So I think the odds are increasing that Biden's going to have to make a hard decision.
Okay.
Yep. And
so
I'm sticking to my guns. I think that there's going to be, it won't be him. It seems like it's softened a little bit, is my interpretation. Like, we're hearing more rumors. There was a big Bloomberg story this week about him having conversations behind closed doors. Of course, publicly, they're still very, very adamant. They made a public appearance of VP Harris and him at a DNC meeting, I believe it was. I think they're going to make another mistake, though, where now there's this narrative where, geez, it would be disrespectful to VP Harris if we didn't just make her the candidate, which I think is ludicrous. They made this mistake in the first set of primaries when they didn't want to have a reasonable conversation about whether or not Biden was fit to do this. And now they're going to just anoint Harris and say, it's all yours. No, they should actually have an open convention and figure this out the right way. But they're going down the wrong track again.
Well, the question, I think the serious one is, if Biden is not fit to run for president again, how can he be fit to be the current president?
To be the president in the next hour. Yes.
Absolutely. Because of the national security, et cetera. Right. That's a hard question that needs to be asked.
Right. You know, I made the comment during the debate, you saw it, and I mean, it was kind of a flippant comment. I understand that I was surprised, you know, wouldn't be surprised if we're not attacked by China, Russia, and North Korea all tonight as they're watching this. But that's the realities of what we're dealing with. It is an issue of national security, and when you see cabinet members asked if they've at least considered the 25th Amendment, and they say, oh, absolutely not, we haven't even talked about it, then they're not doing their job, Jim.
Yeah, but that can be a very complex process. It's best that the party handle it itself, Chip, and that's where the pressure is building. You know, the other day I compared this a lot to the early days of Watergate, in which you had major findings of news daily. Now with the internet, we have them on the hour. And you can just feel the pressure in this town. If you lived here, it's just by the hour. You're just get updated news with the internet.
Crazy.
I don't think he can survive this. I just don't see how.
Exactly. I'm in that camp as well. Haney, thank you for making time for us. You guys celebrated Canada Day at the start of the week, right?
Well, we did. I've had a lot of fireworks this week. A lot of fireworks.
Yes. Yep. No doubt. Haney, thank you so much. Real Agriculture, Sean Haney. Pro Farmers, Jim Wiesmeyer here on the Free for All. Thank you for listening today. Come back this afternoon. Davis and I are going to have a conversation about the markets, and Monday morning, Machinery Pete will be back here on AgriTalk.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Look at your cup holder. It's empty. And you're feeling thirsty. Head to a nearby convenience store and fill it with a Pepsi Zero Sugar.